Previously on Morning Sedition.
We've got this one of the new executives here at Air America, Steve Gilmartin. You're coming on my last show to tell me that you're going to offer me this opportunity to contribute to the show that I'm being fired from?
Hey, man.
What?
You think this is cool?
What kind of stooge do you think I am? I mean, what kind of crap is this, Brendan? You're just a corporate scum, man. You know, I'm just tired of you guys running my life. I didn't get into comedy to deal with idiots like you.
Hey, look.
What?
You push me. Don't be so shocked when I push back.
Oh, really? Is that what it is? Go ahead. Shut me down. Dude, what are you going to do, man?
Fine,
you want to fight?
Fine,
what are you going to do?
You want it like this?
Shut me off, man. Go ahead. Shut me off if that's what you want to do. Go ahead. Do it. Do it, you ass.
I just did. Consider yourself dead air.
Good. See if I care. At least I went out with my integrity, man, and the respect of my peers.
Way to go, jerk-ass. Management called and we all just got fired.
Yeah, thanks a lot, douchebag. Have fun in sunny L.A. while we sit in freezing New York without any jobs.
You suck, jerk-ass. Oh, yeah? Well, who needs you? Riley's got my back. Right, Riley?
Ha-ha. Gilmartin won, Marin nothing.
Gilmartin rules!
What just happened?
I honored the spirit of all my rebellious heroes. Lenny Bruce, Hunter S. Thompson, Burt Reynolds at the end of The Longest Yard. What the hell went wrong? And now I've lost my chance at doing the final Morning Sedition broadcast. Oh, man. Me and my big mouth.
What's the matter there, Mark?
What? Who's that?
Down here.
Oh, my God. It's our old pal, Timmy the Truth Turtle.
Why so glum, Mark?
Well, Timmy, I let my pride get in the way of my better judgment. I yelled at an executive on the air, and now he's canceled my last show. I've let down my fans, my coworkers, and even myself. I could have had class. I could have been somebody instead of a bum, which is what I am.
Oh, Mark, that's not what happened at all.
It's not?
No, your unpredictability is what kept you on the air these past few weeks. Air America's executives want you to be loud and brash, especially on your last day. How else are they going to pop a good rating for a show that was canceled over 2 months ago?
But what about that guy Gilmartin? He just shut down the show.
That's nothing, Mark. Steve Gilmartin has stomach cancer, and the staff just lets him pretend he can fire anybody he wants. It makes him feel better.
So you mean they really want me to go out there for the last show and say whatever's on my mind?
Just like you've been doing since day one, Mark. Since day one.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go out there and give them the best damn final show they've ever heard. I'm going to embrace all my insecurities. I'm going to talk about candy and cats and iPods and my parents. I'm going to respond to hostile emails on the air. And I'm going to talk about the issues. And if all goes as planned, I'll have a major meltdown just like my bosses want. Yeah, everyone goes home happy. And I get to do my final show.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the last time on Morning Sedition, Mark Maron!
Good morning, geniuses, philosopher kings and queens, working class heroes, progressive utopians with no sense of humor, lurking conservatives. This is it, Mark Riley. This is the final show. We're going to do it. We're going to reflect. We're going to get some closure. We're going to talk to our friends. We're going to make it a nice time. We're going to have a party. Is that all right with you?
I'm fine with it.
All right, Riley. How you feeling, man? Are you sad?
I'm sad. I'm resigned. I'm whatever.
All right. That's good enough.
You know.
I tell you, man, everybody's here. Look at this. Look at the entire board, what do you call that? The
board of directors.
Room. Control room is filled up. Ken's there. Jim's there. Jim's significant. Another, is that a word that they use anymore? Heather, is that do they still use the SO word? Don Pushman's looking at me like, and me, right? And me, and Brendan, and little Goliath, and David. Yeah, everyone's here. What's going on? Everybody, all right? All right, you can get on the mic, fellas.
Yeah,
come on.
Woo!
So look, we have this last show to do. We have someone sent us a case of wine this morning.
I saw that. Minnesota wine.
This guy said, people need to laugh for this reason. It is a shame your show is being broken up. Mark Maron, I hope you get a new syndicated show out of L.A. I'm sure your legion of dedicated listeners will follow you no matter where you go. Mark Riley, I wish the best for you as you take on your solo spot. Please keep podcasting so we can still listen to you. For Brendan, Kalo, Kent Jones, Jim Earl, the recently departed Pashman, and everyone else on the team, good luck with whatever it is you'll be doing next. I'm sure this show will be a great starting point for the rest of your careers. What you've all done has been invaluable. So now he says, I hope you guys are having some sort of farewell party at the end of your show for the occasion. I've enclosed 5 bottles of wine. And I, you know, it's weird. I was looking through the kitchen today, and I'm literally like, well, there's no bottle opener? What kind of office is this? And Brendan's like, it's an office.
A sober one.
It's where people work. It's an office. There is no wine undoer.
That's one of the funniest things, Mark, is that you're still just learning how to, you come so far in the learning process of learning how to operate within an office framework.
I still don't know how to talk at the right level around like in the cubicles. I'm like, that guy's an ass. And then you just see little heads pop up, like little turtle heads.
No, you and me both, man.
You too?
I talk about lewd sexual acts in the kitchen of our co-ed kitchen.
And you don't even notice these scattering women. Like,
yes.
Oh, no, here comes the creepy guy from Staten Island. Oh, no, what's he going to say now? So I guess we got big plans today. Not really. Want to open the phone lines, 866-303-2270. I don't think we're going to do much news, but that shouldn't surprise you given the last week, right?
That's right.
We're moving towards something here. We're moving towards closure, towards me crying by the end of the show.
Oh, Lord,
866-303-2270. You can also email at sedition at airamericaradio.com. It is going to be a day of reflection. I think Brendan even pulled some stuff from the first day, Riley.
The first day?
I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine what that sounds like.
It's not pretty.
I remember, you know what was sad? I'll probably repeat this story again throughout the day here. But you remember I showed up. I met you and I met Brendan McDonald, Dan Pashman, and Larson. I met Riley before, and I walk in, and I'm like carrying my little American Government for Dummies book, you know, and I'm trying to figure out where the hell to start, and, you know, how do I focus my anger, and how am I going to be funny? And then, like, the first day at work, we're going through that daily briefing, you're like, just read that. And it was like, there was like hundreds and hundreds of articles, and I started to come unhinged, and every day was just nightmare of like, I can't do this! I don't know what the hell, what do you want me to read? And then Larson had those breakdowns where literally, it was like, in this 15 seconds, we'll talk about this. And now at second 20, we will be covering this. And once we hit second 55, that should take us through the first minute, and we'll have covered everything. That phone bank filled up pretty quickly. I wonder if some people probably got a little pissed off that we took them for a little ride there over the evening. My mother called me up. She's like, did you sock it to him? Did you sock it to that Gil Martin guy? He deserved it. And I had to let her down easy.
Uh-oh.
But it looks like one. Well, let's start logging up these calls. Let's have some final reflections. Experience some anger. I do want to thank Carrie for sending me. This takes incredible courage. You know, when you don't do drugs anymore, you got to get your thrills elsewhere. So Riley, I get this box of homemade pastries from a listener in the mail. I think radio lore or radio rule book. If you look in it, it says don't eat homemade pastry sent in the mail by a listener. But I met her at the Green Festival, and I kind of remember, and I'm like, what's the worst that could happen? They'd be laced with some acid. So I was like, the hell with it, I'm going for it. And I ate like 4 of these triangles, and I tripped all night, man. I hallucinated that the show was ending today.
Oh, see.
14 pass, we'll take your calls in a second.
Morning Sedition.
Just to wake up.
Mark Maron and Mark Riley.
I've heard about those people.
On Air America Radio.
Thanks.
Past the hour, it's Morning Sedition for the last time, Air America Radio. I'm Mark Maron, that's Mark Riley. What do you got to pay? You're playing the sad songs. I'm welling up here. I don't need it. It's too early for me to well up, all right? I'm not going to
get happier. Don't worry about it.
Wait, what did you just play, a funeral dirge? What the hell's the matter with you? All right. Yeah, what is that, Oasis? What is that?
Yeah, Don't Look Back in Anger.
Oh, every...
Much like you're not doing.
Every song. Everyone they sing is sad. So let's get people hip to what's going on here in Manhattan, Riley. They are not striking yet. The transit union is still trying to work it out with the Metropolitan Transit Authority. What happens if there is a strike? Just let people know. You know what? I'll do me a favor, folks. Just call in sick. You know what I mean? Just call in possible transit strike and listen to our whole show. But what happens if there is one, Riley?
Well, there are a whole bunch of contingency plans. The contingency plans were based on the idea that the strike would happen before now and that there would be a morning rush hour where people would have no buses and trains. That is not the case now. There are going to be buses and trains, so your bosses will be giving you a sick day if you call in. But, hey, call in anyway. Tell them your throat's sore or something.
Hey, Maren?
Yes.
Hey, I'm sorry to bother you, but Future Mark's on line one.
Oh, Future Mark, I love that guy. Put him on. Hey, buddy, what's up?
What's up?
So, Future Mark, what's going on in 2050?
What do you mean? We're doing the show. What else would we be doing?
Wait, what show? Who's we?
You know, us, the guys. Everybody's here. Future Mark Riley.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Future Brendan McDonald.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Future Chris LaPresto.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Future Jim Earl.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Future Barry Lank.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Future Wayne Gilman.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Future Bruce Cherry.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Future Kent Jones.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Future Mike Ferrucci.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Future Dan Pashman.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
And future boy genius John Crimmings.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
And, of course, future little Goliath.
Hey, buddy, you got any pot?
So you're doing some kind of radio show?
No, man, we're doing Morning Sedition, this show.
Wait, I thought we got canceled.
Oh, it did. It was so canceled. Everyone scattered.
So what happened?
Well, bootleg cassettes and reel-to-reel tapes of the show started circulating around the fans. They made their way to Japan, and then in 6 months, every hipster in Tokyo was quoting the show.
Uh-huh.
It got so big that the Japanese even created their own version of Morning Sedition called When the Dawn Rises in the East, We Are Feeling Rebellious, Lucky Fun Joy. I got a tape of it right here.
Uh-oh.
Japan, huh? I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it was enormous. Then they flew all of us over to Japan for a triumphant live appearance at Budokan. Listen to this. I got that, too.
I want you to want me.
Yeah, man, I rock.
So the Japanese decided to finance an American version of When the Dawn Rises in the East, We Are Feeling Rebellious, Lucky Fun Joy. I mean, Morning Sedition. Domo arigato, Mitsubishi.
So you've been doing this show ever since?
Oh, yeah. Now it's a beloved American tradition.
Wow.
We're such an institution, everyone tried to rip us off.
Really?
Our lawyers had to sue Morning Tradition, the conservative version of the show. Then the evangelicals came up with Morning Perdition. We got that canned. Our legal team even shut down NPR's Morning Edition.
Wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. Morning Edition was on way before we were on.
Well, we do have the courts on our side. Wait, sorry, I'll back up. You see, the show was so popular that when the Democratic Party folded...
I knew it! I knew it would fold!
That Morning Sedition just naturally filled the political void. The Sedition Party, funded entirely by the Japanese, won two or three elections in a row, and now we control the Congress,
yeah.
The media, the courts. It's headed up by Chief Justice Little Goliath.
Really? So I take it pot is legal?
Legal? Dude, try mandatory. No, really, try it. Or else...
Okay, wait. So what you're saying, Future Mark, is what we did here in 2004 and 2005 was just ahead of its time?
50 years ahead of its time, dude. We're still trying to figure some of it out, especially Little Goliath. Turns out you guys were more influential than even the spin doctors.
All right. Thanks.
No, Mark. On behalf of everyone here at Morning Sedition, the Sedition Party, the Sedition People's Army, Sedition Global Enterprises, and, of course, Mitsubishi, thank you.
No problem, dude. I'm just glad to know that in the future I won't have to learn air conditioning repair.
Actually, you will, but we'll get into that another time. Take it easy, buddy.
Okay, so at least I'll have a job in the future. You know what's so funny? The guy, you remember the guy who wrote us the email that said, if you play the Spin Doctors one more time, I'll never listen to this? We didn't play the Spin Doctors yesterday, but he wrote an email saying, you mentioned them, and after today, I'm not listening anymore.
Well, you know, Maren,
yeah.
We have a lot of people who want to, say their last respect, pay their last respects to the show, and they'll be calling in throughout the program. We wanted to kind of stay away from the taped messages,
right.
But there was one guy who was very insistent. He's in Vancouver, British Columbia right now, and so it's like 3 in the morning, but he was very earnestly upset about the show going off the air, and he's a friend of the show, your buddy Greg Proops.
Hello, Mark Riley. Hello, Mark Maron. I'm going to miss you guys. Through thick and through thin, you've been there, staunch, resolute, unbending, unyielding, and yet open-minded, free-thinking, and all-inclusive. I love you guys, and I'll catch you soon. This is Greg Proops. Peace out.
He was actually really, he meant all that.
I know.
He was like, I'm so upset, man. I can't believe this.
It's a wow. Bummer. Look at Jim Rose like, yeah, Proops has got a career. I wonder what the hell he's doing. Put the headphones on, Earl. Maybe you should keep up with the show and just stop like living in your own little head world for a little while. We're all here together. Are you yawning? That's very funny. I don't know how Heather puts up with that. You know, my wife, you know, has to deal with a lot of stuff, but you must be a handful. Am I right, Jim?
You're paid living servant?
Oh, yes, that him too. Yeah.
we have one other thing that I want to play before we go to break here.
We got a lot of calls too.
We're gonna get to all them, and I just want I want to play this because so many people at the office here were really appreciative of the show and have told us that they're gonna be sad to see it go away. One of them was our person in production. Her name is Catherine Sardina, and she was the one who edited all of our promos every day for the last 21 months.
Yeah.
And so she has hours and hours of just you guys doing promos, and she actually put together this like 5-6 minutes of you guys set to music doing your promos. Now obviously you can't play that right now, but I'm gonna give it to you guys in a CD, but I'll give you guys a little taste of what she did.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
If you talk to any moronic Republican who gets his talking points from Hannity or Rush Limbaugh, they'll go, but Clinton? I mean, you gotta stop that, people. But shut up. I don't detect any sex.
Wait a minute, he's got two kids.
From the president. Yeah, but even with Reagan, but with Clinton and there are certain other people, you could see him doing it.
Well, Reagan was an actor. You knew he got some.
But Bush, I just like, if he does do it, it's quick. I'm sorry.
Not now, tumbleweeds. Like,
yeah, come here, mommy. That's how I see it.
Come here, mommy?
Yeah, that's what I see.
You think he calls Laura mommy?
Of course he does.
I don't understand where these people get off on calling me anti-American. What happened to debate? What happened to tolerance? What happened to respect for dissent? That's what democracy was built on.
Wow, that was something. Mm. I'm sitting here listening to my own words. Yes, Mark, say it. Jason is he's here too. This guy, every night we used to come in and he'd be sitting at the control board by himself after being up all night listening to Randy Rhoads a second time. You deserve a prize. Are you in the cult of Randy? Jason, are you? Yeah, okay, all right. Cashman, are you in yet? Do you have the mark of Florida on your forehead? Yeah, it's on you. Okay. 27 pass. More work. Take your calls in a second. Air America Radio.
You're listening to Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
Before past the hour, it's Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Hey.
It's Morning Sedition. It is the last edition of Morning Sedition. Here's an email from Slovakia. To the Morning Sedition crew, I'm very sad and disappointed to see the show come to an end today. During the past few months in Slovakia, I've podcasted every show and look forward to listening every evening for my daily humor and political updates. It's such a part of my routine here that I think I may be stuck in 2005 forever, listening to the old shows. I've even created a small Morning Sedition fan base here among the Slovaks. Congratulations on creating a great show. Will be missed by many, many people, and good luck in the future. And tell Dan Pash when I'm seeing somebody. That's from Janie, who is Dan Pashman's fiance in Slovakia.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you know that last part?
I think you might have added something there, Mark.
No, it's in Slovakia.
Oh, okay.
It's Dakujem and Davidinia from Slovakia. Those are the new fans.
Right.
But,
right.
You know, those are her. All right, whatever. You read it how you want to read it. I'll read it how I want to read it. Okay, we got some calls here. Kristen in Chicago. Good morning, Kristen.
Hey, Kristen.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you for the painting. You sent me that beautiful, creative painting of the door of our old studio, and I'm sad that I didn't get to meet you when you came in, but I love the painting. I just sent it to L.A. yesterday.
Oh, wonderful. Good. I was so worried because I know what trying to move everything across country can do to you. And
yeah.
It's
a very nice letter,
yeah,
too.
I'm so sad that I didn't get to meet you, and because I've, like I said in that very weirdly written note that I sent you, I've followed you from Short Attention Span Theater on.
Oh, my God. Were you like 10 when you were watching Short Attention Span?
Sorry?
Were you like 11 when you were watching Short Attention Span?
No, I think I was 14.
It's so interesting to me that I talk to people that have watched Short Attention Span. I'm one of those people that they come up to and go, I was watching you when I was a kid. I'm like, really? Am I old? Did that happen?
I know.
well, thank
like
you
the
so
much. First thing, which I would think so, too. But,
thank you so much for listening, and thanks for the beautiful painting. We'll get back on the air, and you'll be able to podcast us or something in the future. Me, anyways.
And I'm hoping that everyone else is still going to be there because I have been staring at a painting of Brendan McDonald for the past 2 weeks.
Uh-oh.
I have one of those in my attic, and it keeps getting older. That's why I'm so young.
He's going to need to replace. Yeah.
And of Kalo and of everybody.
Oh, that must be ugly.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they're all going to be here. So you just send them along. We'll put them in the lobby of Air America Radio as sort of like a founding fathers kind of thing. Thanks a lot, Kristen.
Thanks, Kristen.
Okay, take it easy. All right, yeah, let's do that. Okay, so sometimes when you read the headlines, it can be tough to figure out just exactly what the mainstream media is saying. So luckily, we have an iNews 5000 Wi-Fi headline translator. Let's crank it up one more time. Why don't you do it live, Brendan? Can you?
Okay.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, very good. Nice work.
All right. Now, can you do the machine sound as well? All right. All right. ABC News from ABC News. Bush, Iraq invasion, my responsibility. Iraq invasion, my responsibility. Translation, in blaming frenzy, Bush accidentally blamed self. From the San Jose Mercury News, French film about riots draw applause. French film about riots draw applause. Translation, new riot film features Jerry Lewis. Jerry Lewis is in. All right. Can you do Jerry Lewis, Jim? Jim Rowe, can you do a Jerry Lewis impression? He's not listening. Just ask him. Can you do a Jerry Lewis impression, Jim Rowe? I knew it. I knew there was one in there. Every comic's got just a weird, just right under the surface, there's a Jerry Lewis impression.
That's not BS either. They love him over there. They
no,
really
I know.
Do.
It's bizarre.
Jerry.
It's for a couple.
Jerry.
It's a surrealist thing. It's the peculiar. I mean, some of those movies are very bizarre. I don't know if I would call them genius, but from the Associated Press, Morning Sedition performs last show. Morning Sedition performs last show. Translation, sweep weight, the laughter has died. All right. Hey, so who else is on the phone here? Let's take this, Seema in Westchester. Seema, how are you?
Good morning, Mark Maron.
Hello.
Oh, gosh, I'm so upset that you guys are going off the air.
Riley will be here.
I'll be here from 5 to 7 in the morning.
Yeah, I know, but the chemistry between the two of you, I have listened to you from the day one.
Oh, wow.
And I'm not joking. I wake up in the morning, I have a radio alarm, I wake up with your sound.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, I didn't start listening until 3 months in.
And then I listen to you guys half of your show because I'm a teacher, but
yeah.
I'm so glad we are off today because of the weather program.
Yeah.
I'm really, really happy. I'm at least listening to your full show the last time.
Oh, thank
you. I'm really upset. Now, what are you going to do? Are you going to have any program? Because I really want to listen to you. I don't know.
Yeah, well, we're working that out now. I'm going to be doing a program from Los Angeles, most likely, and I might even have some presence here on the morning show. I might you might be able to get me later in the afternoon. You know, I'll let you know as soon as I do.
Oh, great.
There's not necessarily the best clear line of communication here at the office all the time.
Well, but, it's really wonderful to have had you for this long.
Okay.
And I enjoyed you, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much, Seaman. Thanks.
Mark Riley, thank you very much for all your explanation, too.
All right. No problem, Seaman.
Take care.
Thanks for
Bye-bye.
Calling.
Oh, that was sweet. I know I'm going to start blubbering. I'm going to start. I'm like Mr. Cry Guy lately, but I'm not. I'm going to hold it out. I'm going to hold out until someone comes in with an award. All right, let's take this call from Ted in Nebraska. Ted?
Hi, Mark and Mark, on your last day. You know, as usual, you're completely wrong about everything. You know, I've been calling in this for a long time, and you really never let me finish. Why do my comments always fade into a dream sequence?
Oh, no, it's happening. Oh, no, I hate when it's... Help me, Riley. Oh, my God. It's... Oh, no. Oh, no, it's happening. My thoughts are starting to change. I'm becoming him. Oh, no.
Help, Pennsylvania.
Live from Radio Halliburton, it's Right and Early, the conservative's way to wake up with Mark the Shark Marin.
Good morning, neocon. It's 34 past the hour here on Radio Halliburton. Halliburton, we'll even rebuild Morning Sedition if you give us a no-bid contract. Well, listen, folks, so I hear that a colleague of mine, Mark Maron, is leaving morning radio. Let's have a moment of silence. In your face, loser. No one beats the shark. No one. USA, 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 USA.
Oh, I'm Mark Maron, and I'm a stupid socialist beatnik vegetarian wannabe, and I thought I could get a radio audience by talking about my cats. Oh, hello, stupid liberal caller. No, I have no personal responsibility. It's all Bush's fault. Here, let me pay for your late-term abortion.
Hey, you. Hey, Mark the Shark. Yeah, I'm talking to you, a-hole.
What? Who's that in the shark tank? Oh, it's Mark Maron. Perfect. Hey, Maron, the executives at Air America left a message for you. Here, let me play it.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Now, go get me some coffee, Chomsky. If you do a good job, maybe I'll hire you to wipe my ass. And, hey, dude, use your left hand, you pinko loser. Get it? Left hand. Get it? Left hand.
Yeah, I get it. I get it, man. And I'm sick of you mocking me with your third-grade antics, shark boy.
Oh, I'm sick of you mocking me with your third-grade antics, shark boy. Ooh, I just pooped myself.
We're gonna sell this right now, buddy.
Bring it on.
I got you.
Oh,
you're joking me. You're
give me that sound effects board. Got it. All right.
I can't breathe.
What's that? I can't hear you, shark boy. Speak up. That's what I thought you said. What was your name again? Yeah, all right. Now I want you to say, I am a not funny neocon hack and I have no business being on Air America's airwaves. I suck.
Never.
Say it.
Oh, okay. I'm a not funny neocon hack and I have no business being on America's airwaves. I suck.
And I have a tiny penis. Say it.
I have a tiny penis.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Now get out of my studio, shark boy, and run.
Okay, Maron, but you haven't heard the last of Mark the Shark.
Run! And stick around, folks. We'll be right back, but not with Toby Keith. You too, Toby. Move, you hillbilly bastard. Get the hell out of here. Wow.
Mm.
What just happened, man?
I think you may have been cured.
I feel like I've been purged. Feel like that I've rid myself of some sort of malignancy in my guts. I feel like I'm a new man. Ken Jones, you're here too.
Yes.
And Toto,
yes.
And Auntie Ed, Brendan McDonald, and everybody's here in the showroom. I think you know what? When we come back, we're not going anywhere. We're gonna be here all morning. But in just a few minutes. Yeah, I want to talk to Kent and we're gonna talk to Riley here on the break.
Did you just burp?
And did I?
That sounded like.
Excuse me, sir.
That was a burp.
I'm sorry, man. I've lost it. I apologize. I should have hit the cough button.
I just thought I'd ask because that's what it sounded like.
Did I just burp on the air? I didn't sleep that well. I did Majority Report last night. Lewis in New Jersey, how are you?
Hey, Lewis.
Good morning.
Hey, what's going on?
I just wanted to tell you guys
Some people will think I'm a little prejudiced, but I'm not. I came to love the show. I think you could be... camaraderie between you guys and among everybody, not just Mark and Mark, is wonderful. You guys should be real proud of what you accomplished because you started out without radio experience,
yeah,
except for Riley, and you all learned how to do it, and it's the only place I know where I can laugh and learn at the same time.
I think I recognize his voice. Could this possibly be the Lewis Pashman of Lewis and Linda Pashman fame?
It's the same one.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Pashman. I'll be honest with you. Could not have done it without your son's energy and weird sense of humor.
Well,
and his rules.
I don't know how you tolerate him, to be honest with you, as a family.
It's not hard.
And I guess, yeah, you spent more time than anybody with him. I'm going to miss everybody. And certainly say hi to the missus and thank you guys for all your support because you've certainly been there for us since the beginning.
It's our pleasure, and I wish all of you great luck.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Mr. Pashman. Okay, take it easy. So I think we're going to hear some old, really old stuff in a minute. 46 past, Air America Radio's Morning Sedition.
You're listening to Morning Sedition with Mark Maron and Mark Riley.
No, we're not homosexual, but we are willing to learn.
Air America Radio.
Past the hour, Air America Radio's Morning Sedition program for the last time. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
You.
So what's going on? I got to take a call here. There's a call up, and it says, take this call. Hello, who's this?
This is Jonathan in West Orange.
Jonathan. Yo, Larson. Oh, my God. One of the creators of Morning Sedition on the phone. How are you, buddy?
I'm all right, man.
Are we okay, buddy? I'm serious, man.
Are we going to have a problem?
I don't know if we're going to have a problem. But everybody who watches Left of the Dial will see the isolated chemistry between us. It only got worse, but I wanted to reach out and say I apologize. I've missed you lately. I hope you're doing all right. What are you working on?
I'm doing good. Yeah. As you know, I got laid off a little bit before the
I know.
I was in... let me just say it was... sort of a perfect storm personally and financially
But
luckily for me, Liz Winstead was working on a new project and wanted me to help out. So
all right.
I'm working with her now.
Well, that's cool, man. I'm glad that things worked out. But so look, we're about to, it's weird that you call because I think we're about to play a clip of like the really old days. Do you remember when you used to do those rundowns? It was like, you know, second one. 10 seconds in. All right, so by the first 2 minutes, we should have covered all of the news, and then Mark can say goodbye, but we only have 5 seconds for that.
Was this the same day that you would show up and say, what the hell are we going to talk about?
You mean every day?
Yeah.
And you guys would just keep coming in and putting pieces of paper like, here, read this one too. What would I do that time, Dan?
There was always a threshold. There were only so many pieces of paper we could give you, and once you reached the threshold, we knew there were no more stories that could be added that day.
When I think about the amount of M&Ms and coffee that I drank and ate, I have no idea how I function properly. All right, so Jonathan, is he going to stay on the line while we play the clip? All right, hang out. This is the first show. This is the first show ever.
Hey, I'm Mark Maron here with Sue Ellicott and Mark Riley on Air America Radio. It's 7 past the hour, and this is Morning Sedition. Today, we're going to talk to the guy who warned Condoleezza Rice about Al-Qaeda, plus the secret Pentagon memo that wound up at a Washington Starbucks. Feel safer now?
Sue, where are you at with this whole thing?
Well, I've always wondered what it would be like to be nocturnal, and I spent some time as a child with, you know, family pets, hamsters, things that came out and trundled around wheels in the middle of the night, and, you know, I'm just interested in the research. I like getting up at 2:30 a.m.
Isn't it great?
Oh, it's just fab.
But we here at Air America Radio went to Dunkin' Donuts.
You still with us, Jonathan?
More papers. We're pretty
sure
it came from London. So let's take a look at this. Strategies for questions about Clark and 9/11. One, blame Clinton. It's not just that he couldn't capture Osama. We're pretty sure Clinton was flying one of them planes. Casually mentioned he was impeached for sex. Two, in reply to any questions from reporter, ask why in the world he or she would ever ask such a thing. This should buy 5 seconds or so of valuable scrambling time.
This was the first comedy bit
Three.
We ever did.
Angrily mentioned that if Kerry had been president, 9/11 would have been much, much worse. Why? No tax cuts.
Oh. Jonathan, how'd you let
Four.
This happen?
As a last resort, dramatically announced that we have captured Saddam Hussein.
I take my apology
wow.
back. Why'd you let us go through?
Those were the Donald Rumsfeld talking points that we found at Dunkin' Donuts just yesterday.
Starbucks.
No. We found some other ones. It wasn't Starbucks. My producer just in my head said Starbucks. That's right. Maybe you don't understand the comedy segments we're trying to do. That was a comedy segment that had, you know, we used truth
this
to sort
painful,
of launch
man.
The comedy segment.
This is horrible. It's
and
like,
then,
that just serves them right for not eating Krispy Kremes.
That's right. Dunkin' Donuts coffee is the best thing.
Oh. Still ahead, he was the national security advisor who warned Condoleezza Rice about Al-Qaeda. What was her reaction? What did Bush do about it? We'll find out when we come back on Air America Radio.
Oh, my God. Where's it? What was now? We got the oh my God! So Larson.
Yes.
How does that bring back weird bad memories? I mean, we're all speaking Larson speak.
Oh come on! You've never spoken a word of anything other than Marin speak in your life.
I know. That. Isn't that weird though? That the tremendous lack of confidence and fear and strange void at the
dude,
base.
Dude, there
of
was
all
no
that?
Confidence in your voice in the taped part of that. The part where you're saying, "Hi, it's Mark Marin. It's 7 past the hour." You were like a dead man.
That was day one.
That was the first show, yeah.
That was
I was going through it to find some train wreck moments,
yeah.
But there was nothing. It was too boring to be a train wreck.
Oh, my God. Some people who are writing in have been with us since the very day. I you know, after hearing that, I got to commend you for being patient and actually hanging in there. Wow. This really evolved into a fun and great thing. But, Jonathan, so are you coming to the thing?
Yes.
Okay. You know, I do.
That's
the wrong answer.
No, that's good.
Okay.
I want to thank you and for inventing this with us. We certainly couldn't have done the show without you, and it would not have had the form that it has now. It all evolved out of what we all put together initially, and we miss you, man.
Oh well, thanks a lot, man. I miss you guys too, and I mean, you know, it truly was a team effort in a very sort of real way, but I think the sort of lasting lesson for you ought to be that, you know, this is clearly something that works for you and that makes sense for you and that you bring something ridiculously unique and meaningful too. So
thanks, man.
This shouldn't be the end. This is just like, okay, this was the first shot, and for stupid reasons it's not going to last.
Right. Okay,
now,
well,
now there's chapter two.
Well, thanks for the optimism. I'll be sure to try to think of that when I'm immersed in self pity and darkness in L.A. in my garage.
Right.
Okay.
And then you'll take it out on me for having said it.
I'm gonna call you and go, "What are you doing, man? Come on!" All right. 57 past. Thanks, Jonathan. I'll see you tonight.
All right.
You know what's weird is that no one has ever told us not to do anything. You know, they've just told me that I'm no longer hosting the show, but it's weird how much freedom we've had in these 3 hours every day on the show. I'm amazed that we didn't get into more trouble. You know what I mean? But we couldn't get pressed unless Tim Robbins said Hillary can kiss his butt. 57 past, we'll talk to you in a second.
Previously on Morning Sedition.
We've got this one of the new executives here at Air America, Steve Gilmartin. Are you coming on my last show to tell me that you're going to offer me this opportunity to contribute to the show that I'm being fired from?
Hey man.
What?
You really think this is cool?
What kind of stooge do you think I am? I mean, what kind of crap is this, Brendan? You're just a corporate scum, man. You know, I'm just tired of you guys running my life. I didn't get into comedy to deal with idiots like you.
Hey, look.
What?
You push me. Don't be so shocked when I push back.
Oh, really? Is that what it is? Is that what it is? Go ahead. Shut me down. Dude, what are you going to do, man?
Fine.
You want to fight?
Fine.
What are
Fine.
You going to do?
You want it like this?
Shut me off, man. Go ahead. Shut me off if that's what you want to do. Go ahead. Do it. Do it, you ass.
I just did. Consider yourself dead air.
Good. See if I care. At least I went out with my integrity, man, and the respect of my peers.
Way to go, jerk-ass. Management called, and we all just got fired.
Yeah, thanks a lot, douchebag. Have fun in sunny L.A. while we sit in freezing New York without any jobs.
You suck, jerk-ass.
Oh, yeah? Well, who needs you? Riley's got my back. Right, Riley?
Gilmartin won, Marin nothing. Gilmartin rules!
What just happened? I honored the spirit of all my rebellious heroes. Lenny Bruce, Hunter S. Thompson, Burt Reynolds at the end of The Longest Yard. What the hell went wrong? And now I've lost my chance at doing the final Morning Sedition broadcast. Oh, man, me and my big mouth.
What's the matter there, Mark?
What? Who's that?
Down here.
Oh, my God. It's our old pal, Timmy the Truth Turtle.
Why so glum, Mark?
Well, Timmy, I let my pride get in the way of my better judgment. I yelled at an executive on the air, and now he's canceled my last show. I've let down my fans, my co-workers, and even myself. I could have had class. I could have been somebody instead of a bum, which is what I am.
Oh, Mark, that's not what happened at all.
It's not?
No, your unpredictability is what kept you on the air these past few weeks. Air America's executives want you to be loud and brash, especially on your last day. How else are they going to pop a good rating for a show that was canceled over 2 months ago?
But what about that guy Gilmartin? He just shut down the show.
That's nothing, Mark. Steve Gilmartin has stomach cancer, and the staff just lets him pretend he can fire anybody he wants. It makes him feel better.
So you mean they really want me to go out there for the last show and say whatever's on my mind?
Just like you've been doing since day one, Mark. Since day one.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go out there and give them the best damn final show they've ever heard. I'm gonna embrace all my insecurities. I'm gonna talk about candy and cats and iPods and my parents. I'm gonna respond to hostile emails on the air, and I'm gonna talk about the issues. And if all goes as planned, I'll have a major meltdown, just like my bosses want. Yeah, everyone goes home happy. And I get to do my final show!
Ladies and gentlemen, for the last time on Morning Sedition, Mark Maron!
All right, geniuses, philosopher kings and queens, working class heroes, progressive utopians with no sense of humor, lurking conservatives, it's 9 past the hour on the final Morning Sedition show. Man, the control room is filling up. Pashman, McDonald, Crimmings, Trent is here now. Kayla, Lucy Kerrigan, who I could not have done this show without, the lovely Lucy. Matt Emmerich is here. He's the go-to guy. You know, Matt's
the
guy.
Go-to guy.
Hey, can you find me one of those things in this place? Yeah, take it. I'll take care of it. Lil Goliath is over there. I don't know who else is in there. Lucy, prepare yourself. You're coming in here to talk to me at some point today. Do you understand that?
Uh-oh.
I just want to hear the Irish accent. I want to indulge you and thank you in person, okay? So just, you know, prepare yourself. Try and get together. All right? Will you? Good. Now, right now, let's do this. Oh, first of all, I want to say hello to Travis in Alaska. All right? Quit sending me emails to say Alaska. All right? Alaska. It's like every 5 emails just says, say Alaska, man. Say Alaska, man. Alaska wants Mark on the air. I spent 2 years of my life in Alaska. I hope you're doing well. You should you try to deal with this insomnia and this whatever specific drinking or drug problem you're having with, will you? I do have it. I am now I'm talking to the voice in my head. Good. My therapist, of course, who I saw yesterday, told me always to write down my dreams, and it's erratic and sporadic, but I do have dream diaries, and here's one for the end of times here. I'm a fireman driving a big red fire truck, and I'm speeding through the dark streets before dawn. Sirens blaring, red lights flashing, traffic lights. Screw them. I'm a fireman. And all the guys are on the fire truck with me. Riley and Brendan and Larson and Chris and Pashman and Goliath and Crimmings and Kent and Barry and Jim and Bruce and Tom and Mike and Wayne, all dressed like firemen. But trust me, my friends, none of these guys will ever make the calendar. You dig? So I pull the truck up with all of us to City Bakery, you know, where we get the delicious rolls and fruits and coffee every Friday. And all the guys climb off the truck and start running around uncoiling the hoses. And when they're finally ready, I yell, "All right, fellas, turn them on." But instead of water, fire comes out of the hoses. Thick jets of flame slamming through the windows and climbing up the walls and filling the room with light and heat and crimson and orange and gold. We all stood there with our faces smeared with soot and watched and warmed ourselves on the flames. And some people from the neighborhood came out into the darkness in their bathrobes and watched the fire too and drank coffee and laughed and clapped when it all turned to ashes and smoke. So all night we drove and burned, drove and burned. Before long, the tea lounge was burning. CBGB's was burning. The Strand was burning. Maxwell's was burning. Florent was burning. The New School was burning. O'Neill's was burning twice. From there, the flames rose. The flames rose and spread and shined, and people woke up and tended them and passed them along. And soon it seemed like everywhere we went, we were surrounded by crimson and orange and gold. Then I realized the light wasn't coming from the fire anymore. It was morning. I woke up and my bed was filled with philosopher King. Oh, no. All right, man. Okay. Here it comes. Ken Jones,
yeah,
you've been
buddy.
Here since the beginning, buddy.
I certainly have.
Yep. Waking up early?
I certainly have.
I remember the old days, you'd come in kind of punchy. We were all
Ooh,
scared. We were
I
scared
still
of,
do, lad.
We were scared
still
of Ken.
Do.
We were scared of Ken. Yeah, Ken would come in and be like, oh, be quiet. We don't know where he's at today. All right, he's okay.
I worked that.
That's intentional.
Okay, game face. Make Marin afraid. Make him accept whatever I happen to write today.
We could not have done it without you. All the guys... You've been our guy since pretty much just a month or so in. You were
Larson,
the guy who came
Larson
in early.
Larson came to me and asked me to do this, and I said absolutely.
Yeah.
So shout out to Larson as well.
Yeah, we'll see him tonight. You're gonna be there tonight. A lot of people don't realize a lot of the guys that write on our show once wrote on the Daily Show. You
True.
Guys come from. Yeah, I got to be honest with you. All the guys, you and Jim Earle and Barry Lank and Mike Ferrucci, Bruce mm-hmm. Cherry, Tom Johnson who was here for a while and Frank Conniff and I don't want to miss anybody. I always miss one though. Who else is there out there? Did I get everybody? Did I? Well, all those guys.
Mike Ferrucci,
yeah, of course.
Johnny
Cashtree. This is I listen back on this stuff, and I'm so pissed off that there's not a collection of our stuff. And you were bothering me about it, almost a year ago.
I know.
You were like, why isn't this on a CD?
Squeaky wheel.
And no, but it was no one was here to facilitate that. And now we have these, the comedy that you guys churned out was so top-notch and so unique, original, and specifically suited to radio, that there are guys, we get emails from Cash who've been listening to radio for 30 or 40 years that make comparisons to the type of radio theater we do on Morning Sedition with the stuff that was done in at the beginning of radio all the way through the Firesign Theater. And thank God.
That's amazing.
Well, it's amazing because most of you guys were TV writers, and what started to happen here was we had this freedom to do this stuff.
Well, here's the thing. You let us do this stuff.
Yeah.
It was you set the rule there that, you didn't say no. Let's do it.
Let's push it out.
We'd come
there.
With you with wild ass stuff, and it'd be like, hey, let's do this. And he's like, okay. There'd be a pause. He'd be like, all right, yeah, but you always said yes.
Yeah, what's the worst
thing
that
could happen? Well, we did find out a few times, but tumbleweeds.
Yeah, but that's not even the worst that could happen. The funny thing was is that the weird thing was is the freedom we had to use the medium was I've never seen or heard it on radio before, and the people that caught on were like, this is out there, man.
Radio is fun.
It is because it's a very intimate medium, and people you can talk right into their heads and they grow to love you, but they also they have to imagine so much.
Yeah.
And it really works. Well,
you write it and then you do it.
That's
perfect.
I love you, man, and I really thank you.
You
did great work. Great work on this show.
You're the best, both of you.
Oh, thanks, man.
No doubt.
We got Dog of the Week coming up, and we got some more phone calls and more of this. I'm going to go blot my eyes. 16 past the hour, America Radio.
Morning Sedition, delivering you from evil. In 3 hours or less, Air America Radio.
Past the hour, it's Air America Radio's Morning Sedition. I'm Mark Maron, that's Mark Riley.
Hey.
This is For the Last Time.
Freak on.
That's for Annie. Hey, I want to say hello to a couple of bloggers. Gypsy, thanks for all the recipes. Bascom, thanks for hanging out. Bonzo, you get too. How's that? All right, now let me, I'm supposed to take this call, another mystery call. Good morning. Who am I talking to?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Mark. Remember me?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Rachel. I met you on J-Date.
Oh, no. I don't remember you. No, what are you going to get me into trouble? Who is this?
Hi, it's Janine Garofalo.
Oh, Jesus. That's hilarious. The first thing that goes through my head is like, well, what's, who is this and why are they doing this and is Mishna listening? So what? How are you, Janine?
Uh-oh.
Rachel from J-Date. Why did I even have to go through my mind like, I'm like, did I? No, I know I didn't. These hours are bad for that. So I had fun on your show last night.
Pardon me?
I had fun on your show last night.
Well,
I was there.
I'm glad that you were on the show last night, and I really do think that you should be on with Sam Cedar at night. I don't know why you guys laugh. I think it would be great, and then because I got to go back. I got to go back to Los Angeles on the 3rd, and also we got to do stuff in Los Angeles for the radio, but.
Yeah, I'm going to come out there. I'm going to come to Los Angeles. I'll call you when you get there. And I think that hopefully some negotiations will be settled with this thing with me today. And I want to build a very funny show out there. And maybe the Cedar thing will work, maybe occasionally. But, I mean, that would just be a Jew off. And we all know that he'll start cedaring and yelling. And he does this.
So what's wrong with
a Jew off?
A Jew off, yeah.
Oh, Lord. So I had a weird suspicion initially that one of the reasons why I was taken off of Morning Sedition was somebody said, you know, we're a little Jew heavy. Now, which Jew gets to go? You know?
Well, it was between you and Mark Riley, and they said, Mark Riley, his Jewishness we can take.
Yes, thank you very much.
So you're up early. Thanks for getting up early. Was it hard?
Actually, it was. I was so paranoid about not sleeping through when I was supposed to call in.
Yeah.
That it wasn't. But I have to say that right now, I got up literally 1 minute before they put me on the air. So right now, I feel like I'm not on top of my game at all. And I actually should have thought of a better name than Rachel.
No, Rachel was fine. It was the right name for me to go like, oh, my God, why don't I know who that is?
But it was a little obvious, wasn't it?
No, I'm very gullible. Well, we're going to do Riley's Dog of the Week, so you can go back to sleep.
Okay, well, Mark Riley, Mark Maron, I want to say congratulations on a fantastic, fantastic show that you guys have been doing. And Mark, I will make Mark Maron. I will make the Cedar Maron nighttime extravaganza a reality.
There
okay.
You go.
All right. Thanks, Janine.
Thanks for calling,
Janine.
I'll
talk
to
you next week. Bye. So, folks, now it's time for Mark Riley's Dog of the Week.
Well, folks, it's the final Morning Sedition Dog of the Week, and sad to see it go. But this last candidate is a worthy one indeed. He comes from the city of brotherly love, and at first glance, his actions are totally inexplicable. His name, get this now, is J. Wyatt Mondesire, and he's the head of the Philadelphia branch of the NAACP. He also publishes a paper called the Philadelphia Sunday Sun. In it, he slammed Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Donovan McNabb. No big deal, you say? Maybe not, but Mondesire said McNabb played the race card by moving away from his roots as a running quarterback and becoming a pocket passer. That's right. McNabb is a sellout not for attending a Rick Santorum fundraiser, not for heading the Philadelphia chapter of Condi for president, but for being a traditional quarterback. McNabb, needless to say, wasn't happy with J. Wyatt Mondesire's column. He figures the NAACP shouldn't be slamming other black folks on such flimsy grounds. And he's absolutely right. Some have called for Mondesire's resignation from the association, whose national director apologized publicly to McNabb. But why would this guy make such a bizarre accusation?
Yeah.
There is an answer, Mark Maron.
All right.
Let's see now. Could it have anything to do with the fact that J. Wyatt Mondesire may run for Congress next year? He himself says the controversy can't hurt his run. Political ambition. For playing the race card and subjecting your organization to national ridicule, yeah. J. Wyatt Mondesire, you are the final Morning Sedition Dog of the Week.
Ooh!
That's a hell of a name. How, what is it?
J. Wyatt Mondesi.
Wow.
I don't. That, it's, it doesn't even stick in my head. J. No, Wyatt Mondesi. Mondesi.
Yeah, and he's had a feud with the incumbent congressman in Philadelphia, a guy named Shaka Fatah, for a long time. And then he writes this bizarre column. He also said that Donovan McNabb should have given his money to another player, Terrell Owens, who had been suspended for the rest of the year.
What is
given
it?
A, you know, kick in some of his salary like a good brother should.
That's unbelievable.
It is.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's Brian, are you there, Brian? Brian.
Hey,
Brian from Everett.
Hey, man.
What's up, buddy?
Oh, I'm just. It just hurts.
I know, man.
So bad. But I got a song for you.
Well, hold on. Let's hold on to the song a minute and tell me. We're going to take a break first. Then we're going to play the song and get people excited about it.
Yeah.
I'm all excited.
Brian, I'll be honest with you. As annoying as you were initially, you were always funny. And then
I try to entertain.
Yeah, and I've grown to. I love you, man. I miss you. It was good meeting you. I hope you're doing all right.
You know, it would be better if I didn't walk down the street and everyone looked at me as if I was some kind. Well, I'll give you a story. I called my cat one time when I first moved into this house.
Yeah.
Some guy knocked on my door and accused me of calling his daughter.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the kind of neighborhood I live in.
Oh, so you called this.
Sydney, come here, baby.
What's the cat's name?
Sydney.
And what was the daughter's name?
I don't know. I never found out.
Well, maybe it's probably Sydney.
No, I don't know.
All right, stay on the line. We'll hear the song in a minute. It's 27 past Air America Radio's Morning Sedition. Past the hour. What is that? What is that? Should I know what that is?
Chris is a sad guy today.
Really? I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Yo.
It's Morning Sedition for the last time. You know what's killing me is that every one of you bastards in there has a digital camera. You're all taking pictures of everything. We've been on the air 20 months. There's 4 pictures on our website. How the hell does that even happen? What the hell? I mean, we should have... I was on the Majority Report's website while my segment was still going on last night. Every one of you guys has a camera. There's what do we got? Like a picture that was taken of me and Riley like a year ago out there? What's going on? Farmer Cat. Okay, I get it. Hello. The block people, they're like demanding. Now say hi to me. Thank you, Farmer Cat, and for from Atlanta, I believe, Georgia. A lot of people from all over the world blogging out there. I've gone in and out with the blog. We've had our problems, but ultimately they've been very supportive the whole way through. Brian from Everett, let's do it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Remember when you were young? Hot dog on a bun. Now your ass out on your can. Got screwed by the man. Shine on you crazy Marin. Well, you hung out with Kennison, but you don't eat venison. You threw away the poison booze. Come on, you genius, you binger of candy. Come on, you comic, you author, you rebel and shine. You had a good 20-month run. Facts, theory, funny, fun, fun. Shine on, you crazy Marin. Now you're off out to L.A. They're getting you out of the way. Shine on, you crazy man.
Well, he's probably right.
Well, you put me on the airplane and you get what I'm saying. But all my work was done for free. Come on, you banker, I just want $5 throw me some shekels. I want some dinero. It's mine. Okay, just kidding.
I'll send you $5.
Now we are all being spied on. But now this outlet is gone. Shine on, Ukraine.
All right, okay. What happened
they
there?
They just might shoot me on the bus. But I won't forget us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you doing the whole album?
Yeah, it is a little long for radio, but you get the general idea.
Well, it was great, man.
Very nice, Brian.
Yeah.
I love you, man. What do you want? You want $5?
Would that be a check cut from Air America Corporation?
I can probably find you something around here. You want me to look at? I got this stuff around here that I can send you. You need office supplies?
Nah, I don't know, man. I just need a job.
Oh. Well, I think there's a morning show radio host opening up over here.
Right. Right. So I'll probably get to work at Dairy Queen, I think.
All right. Hey, Brian, thanks, man. I love you. I'll see you when I'm up there.
I'll miss you, man.
Okay, buddy. Take care,
Brian.
Okay, bye.
You know, since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So here now, in studio, folks, for the big last day, in studio is Planet Bush Bureau Chief Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Good morning, Mark. It's called a razor.
Oh, yeah.
You use it on your face.
Okay.
You're sending out all the wrong messages with the whiskers, Mr. Burlives.
Did you come on my last day just to give me a hard time? Just to give me a hard time, what's happening?
No, Mark, of course.
All right.
I thought it would be a nice Christian gesture to come into the studio and offer you some support on this trying day.
Well, thanks.
So come here
with you. No, thank you, Wadden. I mean, and you're half Jewish. Don't forget that.
Shalom, Mark.
Okay.
We'll never forget that.
All right.
You know, I know how emotional some people can get crying, singing, making humiliating confessions about dressing up like Karen Hughes, stuff like that. So I figured I would be the calm, rational voice that talks you off the ledge today.
Right.
You know, people have often commented on my Zen-like detachment, Mark.
All the time,
frequently.
Obi-Wan. Yes, I
frequently.
Heard that. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I brought you something.
Okay.
I put together highlights of our time here on the program. Chris, you want to fire that up for us, buddy?
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Well, good morning, Mark.
God's going to stick a fuse in your navel and blast a sin right out of your blowhole, buddy. God's got a speed limit, and you were doing 90, son. It's a good day.
All right.
Hello. Well, God's got a picket sign, and it says, save Terry. I don't want her yet.
Okay.
The Lord giveth. Activist judges, take it away. God's got your underpants, and he's giving you a wedgie.
Okay.
Oh.
Good, good, good. Just admit it, Wharton. You loved Clinton. You loved Clinton. You loved him.
I was the biggest Star Wars fan in the world.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Daddy. I didn't mean to break your Nazi bone china.
Bush has evolved into a lame duck monkey, and you know it, Lawton. You
monkey,
know it.
Monkey.
Yeah.
I say, Randy, you're fine, girl.
Oh, boy.
What a
All
good
right.
wife
All right.
would be.
All right. All right. All right. All right. There you go.
God loves you. God loves you, Mark. God loves you. God loves America. God loves you. Deal with it.
Wow, you know, Lawton, you're completely nuts. You understand that, right?
Different strokes, Mark. Different strokes. We're just different. That's all.
I've had that song in my head my entire life, and I can't for the death of me think who sung it.
It's Orleans, Mark.
Oh, that's
it's still the one.
Orleans,
I have that at home on A-Track.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
So I don't understand. No tears today? Nothing? No, you know, you're not going to squirt any out and gag and choke?
Mark, what for? God's in his heaven. George W. two-terms mandate Bush is in the White House. And you're headed to the land of sunshine and citrus fruit, buddy. What could be wrong?
I guess two of those sound good.
Tell you what, I'll cry tomorrow.
Okay.
How about that?
All right, I guess. I might
cry. Mark. You all right?
Yeah, I'll be all
right. Now, you take care of yourself, Mark Maron. What one piece of advice from Lawton?
What?
Shave. Okay, please. I guarantee you're going to feel better. Don't hide your light under a bushel, Mark. People will like your nice smiling face.
All right. Goodbye, Lawton.
You know, God really does love you, Mark.
Mm.
Deal with it.
I will. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
All right.
Let's take a call. Who's a mystery caller now? Hello, who's calling me?
Oh, I'm a mystery caller?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, it's Randy. I just called to see if you... Actually, you called me, so I thought maybe you left something here.
Uh-oh.
I did. I left that thing under the bed, the toy that... Yeah?
No problem. I'll put it in the goodie drawer next time you're back in New York. When are you coming back?
I don't know when I'm coming back. I don't know what the hell's going on with it. I'm going to... what's going on?
It's time to watch C-SPAN!
Is that your car alarm?
No, it's my alarm.
Yeah, I'll be back, I guess, at some point to do something. But I love you, Randy.
I love you, Mark.
And thanks for getting on the phone with me.
You're welcome. Have a good trip back and stay in touch. And don't be a stranger, okay?
Okay, Randy, thanks.
Bye.
Bye. It's so funny, these people, they're like, what? Hello? I'm like, oh, yeah. She's just waking up, and Janine was just waking up. It's kind of cute, isn't it? So right now, I think we're gonna go to break. I want to talk to Riley. There's other people that we're going to talk to. The studio is filled with people. Is there somebody hiding behind the door? Cedar's here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Sam Cedar just walked in. Could you tell these guys how to put the picture right up on the internet right when you take it? We'll go to break right now, and we'll come back and talk
now
to the
other. Now I know why you guys get canceled.
What are you talking about? You're just lucky. No one listens to your show at that time. So at 43 past the hour, Air America Radio's Morning
That's
Sedition.
That's why I'm here. I got to complain. I want somebody to hear it.
MorningSedition.com. Our guests, our comedy, your blog. MorningSedition.com. Air America Radio. Sedition old-time radio players present this installment of Morning Sedition Radio Theater. This week, Mark Maron returns as Mark Maron, Private Eye.
Today, I would face the most urgent case of my career. Who killed Morning Sedition? I'd have to drop in on the usual suspects. Was it Lawton Smalls?
I didn't do it, but I am against socialist propaganda in principle, okay?
Was it Cardinal Milfington?
You know better than to interrupt me during the chicken ritual? Otasamo tata patita!
Could it have been Sammy the Stem Cell?
I wasn't going to be the captain of one lousy tuna boat! Yeah, I know that doesn't make any sense, but I'm sacred life! So shut up, you kale-munching recovery hippie!
Or maybe it was Johnny K Street.
Morning Sedition! Who would want to whack Morning Sedition? Hold on a minute, the valet's bringing my car around. What the... Hey, Mark, is there something you're not telling me?
Or could it have been Bruce Cherry and his pitch of the week?
Any suggestion that I have anything at all to do with the demise of Morning Sedition is absurd. Now, if you don't mind, I have work to do on my latest pitch. Juicier, Brendan! Juicier!
Did Angus McFarker kill Morning Sedition?
Somebody got killed! Where? I want in on it! Go!
I also couldn't but wonder if it was the ghost of former Morning Sedition co-host, Sue Ellicott.
Unfortunately, Mark, though your quip was amusing, you mispronounced the name of the Swedish ambassador to the United Nations, Jan Eliasson.
Maybe News Daddy killed my show.
No, but News Daddy has the scoop on who the real killer is.
Oh, News Daddy.
Looks like that bulletin has to wait. I've got some hard news for this little lady that'll increase both our circulations.
It wouldn't surprise me if it was Mark the Shark.
Oh, it wouldn't surprise me if it was Mark the Shark. I lost my program.
Maybe it was Future Mark.
I'm in the future. Why would I do that? That would screw up my present. You haven't thought this through, have you?
Or it could have been the Al-Qaeda news anchors.
Yes, we killed Morning Sedition. We take credit.
America's great Satan. Air America's great Air Satan. Morning Sedition is great wacky morning drive time Satan.
Or maybe it was the radio theater announcer.
Who killed Morning Sedition? Find out next time on Morning Sedition Radio Theater.
There is no next time.
I'm sorry?
This is the last episode, Barry. We'll never know who killed Morning Sedition.
You mean I'm not doing this voice anymore? I've been doing it now for a year and a half.
No, man, just talk in your real voice.
Okay. I'm talking in my real voice.
Oh, my God, this is liberating.
There you go, 51 past the hour, America Radio's Morning Sedition program. I'm Mark Maron, that's Mark Riley.
Yo.
Sam Cedar is here.
I heard that yesterday.
Yeah, right.
Well, yeah. I mean, that was the last episode yesterday, and then I heard it again today.
Well, when you host a show in a real market at a real time of day where people listen sporadically as opposed to right. You know, a few people that just have nothing to do with whenever
right.
you're on,
right.
There's a lot of turnover, so you want to share the comedy on in recycle some stuff, they call that. It's in radio. It's radio language.
Yeah, they call it a repeat is what they call it.
But some people were just tuning
How
in.
How did you get Don King to play the newsman in that?
What?
Ooh.
He was awesome.
Another white guy mistaking Wayne Gilman for somebody else.
What?
Jeez, when is it going to end? Randy Rhoads thought he was me.
Uh-huh.
Somebody, Franken thought he was me and Al Sharpton. And now Sam Cedar says he's Don King.
So
who's next?
I was actually playing off that. You know, I heard it yesterday. I was listening to the show yesterday.
He's just yes. Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll take your word for it.
Wait, you know what? Listen.
Can I just tell you about Gil Martin, first of all? That guy, Martin?
Yeah, which...
Turns out he has stomach cancer, so they just let him run around acting like he runs the place.
Oh, yeah. Well, that explains it.
What's on your mind, dude?
It's not the first time that's happened.
But I want to probe Sam's mind because he's been up all night, hasn't slept.
I have not slept. I was seething out.
As his baby was teething.
You were on our show last night, and I got increasingly frustrated through the evening, and then every time I thought I was going to fall asleep, my baby started crying. And, you know, here's the thing. When I'm on... At night, I have not really commented on this.
Yeah.
Beyond the fact that I've told people to sign your petition.
Yeah.
Because my feeling is that, you know, when I'm working, I'm not going to spend my time, waste my time commenting.
Talking about me.
Talking about, not just about you, but about my boss.
Sure.
My bosses.
Yeah.
I've never done that on air. I just don't, I get more angry about other things.
Yeah.
But I'm a guest today.
Yeah. So
I'm not being paid by anybody.
So
I'm certainly not being paid here. Well... I'll tell you something. I'm very. I am genuinely upset about this.
Are we going to name names? Or are we going to just keep
no,
it?
No, I don't. I don't. I don't think it's necessary to name names because
they
I don't really.
They know who it is.
I don't know how the decisions are made.
Yeah.
I'm not an executive. I don't,
right.
The only thing I know about business I've learned from watching The Apprentice.
Yeah.
When my wife TiVo's it at night.
And oddly, the only thing I've learned about business I learned from you when you call me up and go, "What are you going to do?"
Yeah,
and
well,
then you give me the legal advice.
Here's the exactly yes.
Yeah.
Well, you're we're going to start lawsuits immediately.
Okay,
that's the first thing.
Who are we suing?
But
by?
Here's my feeling.
All right,
look, if I'm a vegetarian,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I don't buy a butcher shop, and
right.
if I do buy a butcher shop, I don't start suggesting to people what cuts of meat they should do because I don't know.
Sam is making a parable.
I am making a parable. Which I think it's very safe for me to make because the point of my parable I think mm-hmm. is also the fact that nobody's going to hear me say this anyways that would be mad at me.
Yeah, because they're listening to Imus.
Well, Howard Stern's last day today. Incidentally.
Sure, so we're going out to a vacuum just the people who are on the blog and emailing
exactly.
our listening cast.
My point being that
it's something to do with butchers.
Well, my point is that you know I'm not terribly afraid of saying anything. Derogatory. It's not derogatory. I'm stating my opinion about, from what I've learned from The Apprentice.
Yes.
If you're going out to sell something.
Yes.
You really need to understand your product.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that, you know, when Excel team goes out there and they don't understand their product.
Right.
They can't go out and monetize it.
Exactly. And
so,
I think it's clear what you're saying is.
Is it?
There's, yes.
Monetized?
Is it clear enough so that if someone was to play this back to me, I'd go, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's very clear that you could, if someone
that
were to play it back.
That was not my point at all.
Yeah,
no, I was saying you guys are professionals and you know exactly what you're doing based upon not numbers and not things that are subjective or objective.
You guys cut me off before I told you the name of the butcher shop.
Exactly.
Yes, it's the place where I get meat. I don't know how this could be misconstrued.
Well, someone obviously doesn't know who Donald Trump is.
Yes, that's what I'll say. Nor do they understand the Danny Gold.
I didn't say
it. I didn't say it either. I didn't
finish. Well, you know, but I really honestly wonder who's listening now. I know you have an audience.
Yeah,
because
no,
I have the opportunity to see the numbers.
Yeah, there's.
Beyond that, I'm
apparently
a little mystified.
Apparently the board did too.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I hear. But let me ask you a question. Now I don't play solitaire on the computer. How many? When you play solitaire on a computer, how many? How many rows of cards can you get going? Because I've seen my wife do it, and you know, literally, she could sit at a solitaire game for like 2 or 3 hours.
You know, to be honest with you, the only time I've ever seen that game actually has been walking the halls here.
Really?
And I didn't grow up in a card playing home, so uh-huh.
I'm too busy thinking about stuff. You know what I mean? Like, you know, what's going to happen today? You know, what do I need to be worried about?
The news-oriented stuff.
News-oriented stuff. And just, you know, my own thoughts. Like, you know, am I ever going to, you know, have muscles? Does my wife still like me?
I can answer that, too.
You can answer those questions?
Well, I can answer the first one.
Am I hanging on to a dream with being in really good shape?
Well, no. I mean, you're in good shape. I mean, I've known you for a long time, and you're definitely more athletic-ish than you used to be.
Yeah. Do you think Karl Rove will be indicted by the end of the year?
That's certainly the rumor that's going around.
That would be so great if it happened today. Is there any way we can make it happen today? Could we report it as if it happened and can it for later?
Oh, because you want to be able to say this on air.
That would be. Actually, I'll call in. Will you let me call in?
Yeah, call
in. Rove will be indicted.
Is this in here going, what are these two Jews getting into?
Hey, I'll tell you something. The best story from last night.
I got nothing to do.
I know we're up against a hard break, but the best story last night is this one about Abramoff's fake charity and Delay's fake charity. Abramoff gave $330,000 from a foundation. They went and checked out those four charities. None of them had received the money. On that same day that he supposedly gave $300,000 to a local Jewish school in New York, Delay's charity got $300,000 seed money, and it was to donate stuff to donors.
Awesome.
To the Republicans.
Awesome.
The
all right. They're all going down. It's beautiful. Sam Cedar, thanks.
Way to waste my last opportunity to talk to you about that.
You can stay here.
Story.
57 Past, Air America Radio.
Great. For the soul.
Previously on Morning Sedition.
Shut me off, man. Go ahead. Shut me off if that's what you want to do. Go ahead. Do it. Do it, you ass.
I just did. Consider yourself dead air.
Good. See if I care. At least I went out with my integrity, man, and the respect of my peers.
Way to go, jerk-ass. Management called and we all just got fired.
Yeah, thanks a lot, douchebag. Have fun in sunny L.A. while we sit in freezing New York without any jobs.
You suck, jerk-ass. Oh, yeah? Well, who needs you? Riley's got my back. Right, Riley?
What just happened?
I honored the spirit of all my rebellious heroes. Lenny Bruce, Hunter S. Thompson, Burt Reynolds at the end of The Longest Yard. What the hell went wrong? And now I've lost my chance at doing the final Morning Sedition broadcast.
Aw, man. Me and my big mouth.
What's the matter there, Mark?
What? Who's that?
Down here.
Oh, my God. It's our old pal Timmy the Truth Turtle.
Why so glum, Mark?
Well, Timmy, I let my pride get in the way of my better judgment. I yelled at an executive on the air, and now he's canceled my last show.
Oh, Mark, that's not what happened at all.
It's not?
No. Your unpredictability is what kept you on the air these past few weeks. Air America's executives want you to be loud and brash, especially on your last day.
So you mean they really want me to go out there for the last show and say whatever's on my mind?
Just like you've been doing since day one, Mark. Since day one.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go out there and give them the best damn final show they've ever heard. I'm going to embrace all my insecurities. I'm going to talk about candy and cats and iPods and my parents. I'm going to respond to hostile emails on the air, and I'm going to talk about the issues. And if all goes as planned, I'll have a major meltdown just like my bosses want. Yeah, everyone goes home happy. And I get to do my final show.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the last time on Morning Sedition, Mark Maron!
Blah, 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 blah.
Good morning, geniuses, philosopher kings and queens, working class heroes, progressive utopians with no sense of humor, lurking conservatives,
This is it. That was it. That was the last time I'm going to say that on this show. It's Morning Sedition. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Reilly.
Yes, it is.
We are going out with style. We are not being too morose. I did tear up a little earlier, but I don't know if it's going to happen again. It might. I'm not planning on it. So we're going to take the calls first. Is that what we're doing? We got some mystery calls lined up.
Uh-oh.
All right. Who am I talking to? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, I know that voice. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mark. I want to tell you, I'm going to miss you more than anybody.
Oh.
After all those years of worrying if you were all right, it was so comforting to put you on at 6 every morning and hear your voice and know you're alive and well.
That's the only reason I took the job. Was to make sure my mommy knew I was
there. Now you have to call me at 3 every morning from L.A.
Oh, yeah, that's going to happen. You'll be lucky to get the 1 or 2 calls a week.
I'm so proud of you. Oh. I think you did a super, super, super job. And you got class and style and everything, Mark. I love you.
I love you too, Mom.
Good luck, baby.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Who's is this going to, should I take a break here? I'm going to, no, who's that? Hello, who's this now?
Cindy Sheehan.
Hi, Cindy.
Hey, Cindy.
Hi, you guys.
How you doing?
That's so sweet. How are you?
I'm great. I'm in Spain. Do I get some kind of prize for being the furthest guest today?
Absolutely. Yeah. You could have a. You know what? You know we'll make this the last show in your honor. For being
no, that's a terrible prize.
I'm kidding.
Don't tell me that. This is very sad.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. But, you know, I certainly appreciate what you've been doing out there, and I certainly you brought all of us strength, and it was so glad to have you regularly on our show. It's meant a lot to everybody here, and it really made me feel good to know that you were out there doing what you were doing.
Absolutely.
It meant a lot to me, too, and, you know, to be a part of your guys' show for the past few months has been a great honor to me, and I'm just really sorry that you won't be together on the air anymore. You guys had a great show.
No, thanks a lot, Cindy.
You guys always made me feel so good when I was on it.
Thank you so much for doing it. Yeah, we had you on a lot, and it was great to see you in down in Washington.
Yeah,
be careful and keep up the good fight, because you're really meaning a lot to the world.
I will, too, and you guys keep in touch.
Okay. All right, take care, Cindy.
Okay, I love you guys.
Love you, too.
Love you, too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that was sweet. Is there another one? All right, who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
Who's this?
It's Mike Doty.
Hey, oh, Mike, what's up, man?
What's going on?
How you doing?
Hey, guys.
Oh, man, you should come down here and sing a song. Where are you?
No, I'm at home. I got back from a gig in Boston last night after driving in the slush for hours.
Were you with Stoli? Where were you playing?
I was playing at the freaking Boston Garden opening for Dave Matthews.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
Yeah, it was pretty up. We played Madison Square. Dude, this week we played Madison Square Garden.
Oh, my God.
Opening for Dave, and then we played a house party in Princeton, New Jersey.
Uh-oh.
With Dave?
It was badass. No, that was Dave. He doesn't really do the house party thing so much anymore.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Well, that sounds like things are going great. How was it to play for that many people? Yeah.
Oh, but, guys, man, what a drag.
I know.
What's up with me being so out of step with, I mean, and I love you guys, and I just figure that since I did, that it was
everybody else
huge,
did.
And yeah.
You know, oddly, you'd be surprised at just, you know, how small the group that doesn't like us is. It's pretty much a party of one. But there's nothing we can do about that. But I'll tell you something, man. You brought a dimension to our show that really opened us up. You're really one of the – I think you were the first live musical guest we had. And it really encouraged us to engage many other musical guests. And it was a thing that wasn't being done on radio that much. And you inspired us. And we loved having you on 3 or 4 times we had you. And I'm glad you're doing so well, Mike.
Yeah, man. Dude, I've been a fan of yours for years. And I know that something – this is like, you know, doors – closing, a window is opening, something better is going to happen for you. You're too talented for it not to be.
Oh, that's so nice. And so as long as I stay out of my own way and do the next right thing.
Oh, dude. Can I just be a total hippie Stuart Smalley for a minute here? Can I actually believe that stuff?
No. You know what? The truth of the matter is I'm dealing with this a lot. There's not much else you can – you have to be positive. I'm going to be positive because the only alternative is like, well, hey, man, I hope you don't go to L.A. and fall into a steaming crap hole of self-pity and never climb out and walk around like a needy loser for the next 6 months.
Yeah,
okay, I won't do that.
Yeah, don't do it.
I'm not, man. I tell you honestly, I'm very optimistic. I'm looking forward to doing a show in Los Angeles. There's a lot of great comedy town out there that's just dying to get on Air America Radio. And if you're ever out there, we'll come sing a song for us, man.
Indeed.
Okay, Mike. Thanks
all
for
right,
calling.
Mike. All right,
you guys. Talk to you later.
Okay,
you.
Take it easy. All right, Riley.
Where?
So, dude, I got to tell you, I mean, we've been on the air here for 20 months, and I have a tremendous amount of respect for you, and I want to apologize if I've been selfish this last couple of months.
No.
The last 19 months. and also, when I came into this thing, I had no idea what I was doing, and you were the only barometer I had for how to behave on the radio. And in all honesty, on a daily basis, I learned a lot of technique. I paid very close attention to how you handled yourself on the mic, and I could really only aspire to be as smooth and as respectful as you are on the mic, and I really have had a great time working with you.
Well, I'll tell you, it's much appreciated. I'm going to miss you terribly because I think we did have a very unique chemistry. Obviously, everyone is speaking to it today. And I've worked with other people in the past. But I don't think I've ever had the kind of chemistry that we've had doing this show.
I don't even know how it happened, man. It's just like I just don't.
It does happen.
I know.
It does happen.
It's 15 past the hour. It's Air America Radio. We'll be back.
Morning Sedition, delivering you from evil in 3 hours or less. Air America Radio.
Nineteen past the hour. It's Air America Radio's Morning Sedition program. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Hey,
this is it. I'm thanking everybody. It's almost impossible to thank everybody. But you know, it's funny. Big Goliath came down. Anthony Walters, our old intern, and I tell you what, we got a great group of people down here because I'd never seen a warmer welcome for an intern in my life. You'd think it was Bruce Springsteen when Anthony showed up. Like, oh my God!
There you go.
He's the original Big Goliath, and that's how Little Goliath got his name, because there used to be two of them, and they're both big, and then Big Goliath went away, and Little Goliath was here, but Anthony was a great help to us when he was here, and I guess he's off to school tomorrow. Also, a lot of emails. I cannot even imagine the support. I had no idea how many lives we were touching, Riley. I gotta be honest with you. It's just overwhelming, the literally thousands of emails, not just from people who like, love the show, thanks for the show, but if it hadn't been for you guys, I would have killed myself.
Uh-oh.
If it hadn't been for you guys, I wouldn't have been able to get out of bed. If it hadn't been for you guys, I would not have been able to rise above the despair I was feeling leading up to the election and after the election, primarily after the election. I think we all were giddy with excitement leading up to it, and then the horrible thing happened. Here's a letter. Dear Mark, I'm the operations manager of your Atlanta station, 1690 Air Atlanta, and I just wanted to say goodbye. I've listened to every Morning Sedition broadcast since we signed on the air September 15th, and I wanted to thank you for the funny. You guys really brought it. For over a year now, I've been laughing. And he goes on, and he says there's a lot of people down in Atlanta that are going to miss us. Here's an amazing call we got on the phone here. Sally in Los Angeles, what's your story?
Hey, Sally.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
We've organized some good weather for you. That's one good thing. But
to come back to LA, too. Good.
Yeah. It's really good. I wanted to tell you that I'm one of those who gets up at 3 o'clock to listen to you here.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, no. But my daughter in L.A. New Zealand,
uh-huh,
has been working on Lord of the Rings and King Kong,
uh-huh,
and she tells me that they're piping and streaming in the Dark Knight Studios there your show.
Oh my God,
that's fantastic!
They really like you down there, apparently. And nice. I was down there recently, and we had some good discussions about it, so it was kind of fun.
I would want
to know that.
I want to go to New Zealand now. I didn't know I had fans in New Zealand. I could go live in New Zealand.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, but understand, there's a lot of international kids working on those Weta.
Right, yeah. But I bet you it'd be beautiful for about a month. Did she have a good time down there? He's busy, yeah.
It's kind of a cold place down when you get to Wellington.
Okay,
but
well,
at any rate, the people are congenitally nice, but they just really, really loved what your show.
Oh, that's so nice here. Thanks
fantastic.
A lot, Sally. I'll see you in L.A.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay,
thanks,
bye.
Sir.
Hey, who a new surprise guest just stopped by, Ted Leo, friend of the show.
Yeah.
One of our just our favorites, you know, the two greatest musical guests that we've had on have just called and now one's shown up. It's Mike Doty and Ted Leo. Ted Leo live with the guitar that you borrowed from Jim Earl.
Yes.
Jim Earl's here recording you using his guitar.
Yeah.
How are you,
man?
You
right?
I'm good, yeah.
Sarandon,
you want to do a little songy?
Yeah.
Something sad, but not too sad?
I don't know. I was thinking about something angry to go out.
Angry!
Are you cool with angry?
Bring angry!
Right.
Let it be angry, Ted.
When you run, digger, runner, listener, thief, you carry it all with you. Today I woke up uncertain, and you know that gives me the fits. So I left this land of fungible convictions, because it seemed like the pits. And when I say convictions, I mean it's something to abjure. When I say uncertain, I mean to doubt I'm not turned out a caricature. So I went up in search of my forebears, 'cause my forbearance was in need. The only job I could get in dear old Blighty was working on the railway between Selby and Leeds. So then by ferry to Belfast, where I had cause to think. They wanted none of my armchair convictions, but nobody seemed to mind when I was putting on the drinks. And you didn't think they could hate you now, did you? You didn't think they could hate you now, did you? You didn't think they could hate you now, did you? Ah, but they hate you. They hate you 'cause you're guilty. So I spent all night in Ibiza by way of San Sebastian. When they say Yankee, you better watch what you're saying, unless you're saying it in Basque or in Catalan. Then all the way east to Novi Sad, when Area Bridge was to be seen. But Mother Russia, she laid her pontoons on down, so I crossed over, if you know what I mean. Then on the road to Damascus, yes, the scales, they fell from my eyes. And the simplest lesson I learned at the Mount of Olives, that everybody lies. And the French Foreign Legion, you know they did their best. But I never believed in T.E. Lawrence, so how the heck could I believe in Bo Jess, huh? You didn't think they could hate you now, did you? You didn't think they could hate you now, did you? You didn't think they could hate you now, did you? Ah, but they hate you. They hate you 'cause you're guilty. So I spent a night in Kigali, in a five-diamond hotel, where maybe someday they'll do the Watusi on down in Hutu Hill. And I fell in with a merchant marine who promised to take me home. When I woke up all beaten and bloodied, I couldn't tell if it was Jersey or Sierra Leone. Come on, you didn't think they could hate you now, did you? You didn't think they could hate you now, did you? You didn't think they could hate you now, did you? Ah, but they hate you. Make no mistake, they hate you so. The knocking in my head, just like the knocking at my door. And maybe it was me, or maybe it was my brother, but either me or me and him went down to the bar, where I got seven powers in me, fought to give me the cure. But when seven powers failed to spin me, I had to get me seven more. And when I say me, I mean my brain. And when I say give me the cure, I mean to kill the pain. And when I say kill the pain, I mean to get the devil out. And when I say devil, I mean the manifestation of doubt. What about you didn't think they could hate you now, did you? You didn't think they could hate you now, did you? You didn't think they could hate you now, did you? Ah, oh, they hate you. They hate you 'cause you're guilty now. You didn't think they could hate you now, did you? You didn't think they could hate you. Why would you think they would hate you now, would you? Ah, oh, but they hate you. Make no mistake, they hate you.
Yes, Ted Leo. Thanks. Thanks for coming,
Thank
man.
Thank you. So this is it, huh?
Okay, we've got to take a quick call. Hey, hello, who's this? Who's this mystery caller? Hello.
Mark.
Yeah.
It's Lewis Black.
Lewis, how are you?
Uh-oh. Good.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. It's freezing in Toronto, but I'm good.
You're in Toronto?
Yes.
Can you hold on a second and then you'll yell at me?
Yeah, I'll yell at you.
Okay. 27 past. We got Ted Leto in the studio. Lewis Black is on the phone. Jim Merle sitting here with the camera.
Yeah.
That's a miniature guitar you gave Ted Leto, Jim.
Yeah.
All right.
You got to work with, you know.
Yeah, no, you're professional.
Yeah,
we're all professionals here. Okay, we will be back in just a second. Air America Radio's Morning Sedition's last show. Yes, honey, put on that.
listening to Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
All right, 34 past the hour, we're coming down to the wire. Mark Maron here with Mark Reilly.
Hey.
It's Air America Radio's Morning Sedition program, the last of them. Ted Leo is here, just sang a song from his, what is it, first record? What's the name of the record?
It's called Hearts of Oak.
Excellent. Yeah, the anger was much better than the sad. I don't know why. It's better.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
And Louis Black, did you like that song?
I liked the song a lot.
It was powerful, right?
It was great.
How you doing, man?
Oh, things are just they're good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm just sad you guys are going off the air. I think that's silly, but your work is done. They voted in Iraq, and I think that's when you guys set out to do your work. It was all about getting the Iraqis to vote, and now that they have, I think it's time to move on.
Hey, I got a purple finger today. I voted. So were you touring up in Toronto?
No, I'm doing a movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Big movie star.
I've responded to all of the what's gone on in the country by just entering fantasy land.
That's good though, man. Good for you. You're the new barometer of my age success ratio.
Yes.
I watched you toil in misery and shame and pain for 25, maybe 30 years.
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden, it's like everything is Louis Black. The world is Louis Black.
No, I'm telling you, your time will come.
Yeah. When, Louis? I thought this was it.
No. This is the beginning of.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this stuff will. I'm really. I'll get you a psychic, and that'll help.
Just one thing I've learned, never underestimate the power of one guy with money. All right? Thanks, Louis. Look, next time, let's do a show together or something. I'm going to be in L.A., but I'll call you, all right?
All right, yes, do. And you guys, I wish you all the best. And, Mark, everything's going to turn out fine.
Are you sure, man?
It is.
You are
so set in Fallujah.
Okay. That's the next big tour. The Insurgency Tour. You with me?
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye, Louis.
Take care, Louis.
All right. We got another surprise call. Hello. Who's this?
Uh-oh.
Is it what, my dad? You hang up? Jamie Horn is now in the control booth, the publicist here at Air America, along with Andy. They've got us some nice press, but before anything else, she's been a great friend to me and really kept the dam from breaking. Ted Leo, what do you got going?
Nothing much. Taking a little break.
Yeah?
Yeah. Wanted to come down here and say hi to you guys this morning. As usual, on tour, everywhere,
Exhausted? But,
yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, are you going to be recording a record?
No, probably not till the spring.
Are you going to be?
I got to write a record. Then we'll record it. Anyway.
How does that work? Do you do it like me? Do you just wait till enough anger and self-hate festers inside you? Do you start blurting poetry out?
Yeah, I don't know. To wait for that.
It's right there.
You sit down and there it is. Yeah.
I don't think some people can really understand the anvil of self-hatred. the self-loathing just becomes so intense where you're like, I have to project this at a worthy cause of hate.
Indeed.
All right, we got another call, mystery caller. Hello. Uh-oh. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
It's Bob Balaban, saying goodbye.
Bob, thank you for doing that. Thank you for saying goodbye. We had Susan Sarandon in here the other day saying wonderful things about you.
True. Well,
I say them also about her. She's fantastic. But she's not just a great actress. She's a great person, but you know that.
Yes, we do. And we love having you on the show, and you're one of the funniest guys I've ever met, and I love your work.
Well, that's a great burden, but thank you.
You can handle it.
I don't know.
What do you got going now? What's going on with you?
Well, actually, I'm just sitting down to edit the movie that I did with Susan and Ray Fiennes, and I'll be doing that for a while.
Okay.
And I'm acting in a couple other movies in the meantime, and I just finished a week of this thing we do for the AMC where Chad Lowe and Hilary Swank and I produced this thing where we play charades to benefit various charities and stuff, and we just finished a week of that.
Okay.
I'm back on the red eye this morning.
Well, great, Bob. Right. Thanks. Looking forward to all this stuff. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bob.
You guys are great. I really had a great time whenever I was with you, and I hope you have a fantastic Christmas.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, man.
You as well.
Take care.
See, now, I'm not going to take offense to him saying to have a Merry Christmas, because I know that he's a Jew as well. And
so you're just saying that for me?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. Christmas, I don't have any problem with that. Do you, Ted, when someone says Merry Christmas?
No. I mean, really. I understand, but yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me at all. Look at this control room full of people. I want Kerrigan. I want her in here.
Uh-oh.
When does that get to happen? Lucy Kerrigan, the woman who is, listen, this person, Shelley Lewis is also here, has been a champion of the show. She's on her way out as well. Shelley Lewis has been here since the beginning with us, and we are going out on the same day. Yes, you're going
to
leave?
I'm going to say goodbye to you guys.
Okay, cool. Ted. Yeah, it's great.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, man.
I'm assuming that now since this is done, that means that we've won, and I'm going to walk outside into like a beautiful anarcho-socialist utopia.
It's all done. The transit strike.
And it's like 50-some degrees out there. Yeah. So great day.
The transit strike is ringing in the anarcho-socialist communities of the future.
Well, thanks you guys. Thanks for coming in, man.
I appreciate it. Lucy,
yeah.
I'm going to miss you so much. Lucy Kerrigan, who is our segment producer, our segment booker, has brought to you and has run out into the night on that phone and brought in some of the greatest guests we have had on this show.
Absolutely.
She has talked to them relentlessly. You have tried to figure out a way to make them focus. And for that, I thank you, and also a bright light in my life on a day-to-day basis.
Oh, Maren, thank you very much. Straight back at you.
Thank you very much. All right, so what happens now? You're going to hang out? You're going to be working with Mark Riley?
Yeah, Mark Riley and Rachel Maddow.
Okay, now if I do an L.A. show, I can call you and say, could you please book this person?
yeah, probably.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah, probably.
That's going to be too much work. Yeah, for sure.
So who is your favorite guest to talk to as the person that talked to them first over the time? Who were you the most excited about having on the show?
Oh, my God.
I know. Someone asked me that last night, that dumb Sam Cedar fella.
That's a terrible question.
He's a wonderful man, Sam Cedar.
I don't think I can answer that question, actually, but I had a hard time answering it, too.
Can you remember, Riley, who you like talking to the most?
Who I like talking... No, it's really weird, right? Difficult. It's very, very difficult.
I came up... Well, of course, the regular guys. Wolcott's always great to talk to. But I always got very excited when we'd get fresh news from Iraq, when Mick Ware would get on the phone.
Anybody
who was on the ground in Iraq, that was always very thrilling because we felt like, wow, this is something happening.
Yeah.
And there was that guy Kaufman who had that information about the New Orleans...
He's very good, too.
The moments where you had those, like wow, no one knows this kind of thing. And by the way, New Orleans... I want to reach out to that station because I got a personal letter from them down there, and they just want people to know that it's still horrendous down there. It's still like a third world country. It's still a lot of damage, and now that the attention is off, it doesn't mean that it's not in bad shape. You should find out what you can do to help out down there, and certainly we here at Air America, our hearts go out to you, and thanks for the letters, and let us know here if there's something we can do.
Absolutely.
We got another call here, another mystery caller. Hello, who's this?
All right. It's 5:30 in the morning, and I can't believe I have to call you.
And why? Why? Who's this?
It's your lesbian lover.
Uh-oh. Judy Gold? Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Judy!
Why don't you come down here without showering now?
Oh, my God. I'm working at Cobb's.
How's that?
I want to kill myself.
Wait, that place is huge. How's it going?
It's fine. I did a show last night. It was good. But, it's 5:30 in the morning. I would only do this for you.
And I appreciate that. And So how long are you going to be in San Francisco for?
I'm going to be here through Saturday.
Are you going to L.A.?
No, why?
Because I'm going to go. I'm going to L.A.
What? Why are you going to L.A.?
Because what am I going to do here? Walk around, maybe hang around like Chevy Chase used to hang around Saturday Night Live? What, I'm going to hang around Air America and go, hey, what's up, you guys? No, I'm cool. I'm just going to hang out in the booth for a little while. What am I going to do here?
I love New York. Why
I do, too. I'll come back.
LA?
Because I need to run away and build another show. I need to.
Are you bringing your wife with you?
My wife's already there. What, are you kidding? That's the reason I'm going.
She is?
Yeah, she won't budge. But
I don't blame her.
I love you, Judy, and we always had a good time when you were on the show.
I know.
Yeah.
I like Riley way better than you. Anyway.
Well, that's lucky for you. He's still gonna have a show, and you can come on and do Riley's show.
Come on by. We'll hook up.
Okay, that's
right,
just great.
Perfect. Oh yeah, because I really want that.
That really helped me out, Judy. Thanks for calling. And thanks for getting up. And I hope you can't get back to sleep.
Shut up.
All right. Have a good time at Cobb's. How many people coming out to see you? Filling that place? It seems like 1,000 people.
I know. Yeah, I'm selling it out.
I love you.
I love you. Good luck, guys.
All right, thank you. Judy, thanks for calling.
All right.
Okay, look, you know, I've gotten a few emails here from people. Like, I got one right now, and this guy's pestering me. This is Sean. I sat on hold for 55 minutes. I'm eating a PBJ sandwich in honor of Brendan P.W. McDonald's overcoming his peanut allergy. I have a tear coming down my cheek. Okay, well, no more funny. I'm getting serious for the road ahead. I'm going to run for Congress, beat my incumbent Democrat that voted for both the bankruptcy bill and the Patriot Act, and once I'm elected, my first action will be to fund Morning Sedition through a pork ballot project. Yeah, unless the Japanese beat me to it. That's Sean from Buffalo. But as funny as that guy's trying to be, we actually did inspire a guy down in Denton, Texas, to run for Congress. Let's check in with him. Mike, how's it going down there?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. All right.
I'm just living the American dream here, working three jobs running for Congress. And I just called in to thank you guys.
And how's that going? Are you having a good time with it? Are you getting some momentum? Are you excited?
I am. It's absolutely amazing. But you know, the campaign will take care of itself. I just wanted to call in and just say a few words if you'll let me kind of get through this, because I am actually a little choked up about you leaving the show.
Okay.
You're doing a great thing, guys, and I'm kind of quoting from memory here, so forgive me if I get this wrong, but the government derives its just authority from the consent of those governed. I think that's pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my problems is that you can't consent to things that you don't know about. And I've got to call you both patriots and heroes for what you're doing. You're literally changing lives. You've changed mine, and I cannot express my gratitude for the role that you played in waking me up to what's going on. And I had to say that before you go.
Oh, man, thanks a lot, man. That means a lot to us. And I'm thrilled. We're both thrilled that you're taking this action and you're doing your civic duty in a way that. You know, that's inspired and it's coming from your heart and those words mean a lot to us
and I
wish you the best of luck. What's your last name so we can put it out there?
Mike Martinez,
running down there in Denton,
Texas. Mike Martinez for Congress.
That's it, buddy. Good luck with it. I'll be keeping an eye on you from L.A., Mike.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
And Riley will still be here to feed you the information you need every morning.
Absolutely. Got to have my info fixed.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Take care, Mike.
All right. So
Maron, I noticed that you get a little choked up here, and you actually almost didn't make it through the Dream Diary. And I know that you were afraid yesterday that you're going to be a kind of blubber machine on the air. So we put this together so that you can blubber without having to be on the mic, because you've already thanked everyone. I don't know if you remember, last December we had a final show before everyone went on vacation.
Yeah.
And you said a lot of things that I think apply today. So you know, go ahead, get your hanky out, and we'll just we'll let the tape take care of this.
All right.
Your eyes are burning holes for me.
Good morning, geniuses.
I'm gasoline.
Philosopher kings and queens, working class heroes.
I'm burning.
Progressive utopians. It was the 1st of April. It was a different world back then. And I want to say something. Everything that you hear that comes out on the air is solely because of the work that we do as an ensemble here. And I tell you, I get emotional about it. I didn't think I was capable of having as good a time as I have at work. I mean, we laugh every day, no matter how horrendous things are.
You are the star.
I certainly would never have been able to pull this show together without, you know, everybody who's in this room right now, because no one else is up. When we all first met each other, we were all just sort of looking at each other going, oh, what's this? What's going to happen here? You know what I mean? You people who are listening have been great. All the emails, you know, bad and good, have been great. It's been a great experience for me.
I'm not scared. I'm out of here.
All right, yeah, that did tear me up, and it still holds true. So let's come back in a second and finish this thing. It's Air America Radio's Morning Sedition, 48 past the hour.
Morning Sedition, delivering you from evil in 3 hours or less. Air America Radio.
We'll be right back.
working today. It might crash. That's Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley's Morning Sedition. Now there's our final liberal agenda from the Streisand compound. Write these down because it's the last marching orders you're going to get. One, agree to a U.S.-Mexico border wall, but only 3 feet high. Oh, two, however the Iraqi election turns out, tell everybody Al Gore was robbed. Three, start trading bootleg tapes of old Morning Sedition broadcasts among a loose affiliation of Maron heads. Hey, dude, I have the April 13th, 2004 show with a killer morning business report. They only did that like four times, man. Four, object to the phrase ho, ho, ho as offensive to sex workers. Five, make a bold statement against Bush exploiting the Iraqi elections by displaying your genitalia dipped in purple ink.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay. Take a really funny morning radio show off the air the same week Howard Stern's audience shrinks by 90%. Great idea. Wake up, sheeple. And by sheeple, I mean who's ever bright idea was to cancel this show.
Yeah.
All right. That's it. You guys have been great. I gotta look. I want to tell the audience this by no means had anything to do. I mean, you guys have been the most supportive, the most amazing group of fans and listeners I've ever encountered in my life. I've never done radio before, but I cannot just reading this stuff. All the emails, all the blog entries. You guys have been great, and I hope to God you keep up whatever personal fight you're fighting and fighting for the justice and the rights that people deserve, but also to enjoy the funny. And I've like I said in that thing before, I've had a great time. This has been, I was talking to Janine Garofalo last night, and she goes, you must hate the hours. And I got to be honest with you, and this is true to all you guys, I never dreaded coming to work. I don't even know how the hell that's possible. But we got a room full of guys here.
Sure do.
And gals, sorry, men and women, who would like to say their piece. Brendan, thank you for everything.
No problem, guys. My pleasure.
Yeah.
Dan Pashman.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Dan Pashman.
John Crimmings.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, John.
So much fun.
All right, man. Matt, come on. Get on the mic, Matt.
Come on, Matt.
Thanks, Mark. Watching this is very empowering, dude.
Oh, good. Kent.
Go!
Yeah!
There you go.
Trent, come on. Why not?
Mark, we'll miss you. You're the best. It's my fault.
Shelly Lewis.
Hey, Shelly. I'm proud of you, babe. I'll see you on the street.
Okay. Yeah, we're going out now. Is our box of stuff already thrown out? Lucy, we already said that. We said
good luck, Maron. It's
thank
the best
you.
Fun I've ever had in any job, anytime, anywhere. So I'm so sorry the show's going off the air.
Yeah,
so
me
sorry.
Too. Me too. All right, Barry Lank. Thanks, man. Barry.
Yeah, Barry.
Hey, man, can I have your office?
Yeah.
Cool.
Jim Earl.
All right.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good, buddy. I know. We'll see you in
all
LA.
All right. Later, Dave. Okay. You
yeah, yeah. No, you just stole a little Goliath's thunder. Yeah.
Hey, man. Yeah. Thanks for letting me hang around the studio.
Yeah, sure,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
That was great. You did an amazing job, the two things you had to do every morning.
I know.
Yeah, thanks. You only screwed one up. Or... I'm kidding, man. Dave, you've been great. You've been great. Caleb, man, I love you. But look at that.
Yeah.
Ground control over there. The man at the knobs.
I'm going to miss you, man.
I'm going to miss you.
Your mom's box.
Yeah. Wait, what the hell is that? My mom fucked.
Wait, who's that in there? Who's that person in there?
That's Chip over there.
Chip.
The Chipster.
Hey, Chip. Hey, you're not on.
You're not on.
He's the engineer. He should know how to work that.
Somebody else has got to do it.
Anthony, thanks for dropping by. There's so many people
in
there.
The big Goliath showed up.
He's got that crew cut, too.
He made little Goliath really look like little Goliath.
Little Goliath is actually looking big for a while. Now he's little again.
I know. We got both Goliaths. Chris is back there, the producer of the
Chris
Worklander
Inside,
show.
Yeah.
How are you?
Hey, how are you doing? I'm really going to miss you guys.
Thanks for dropping by. And to the audience, man, I will resurface hopefully soon. Mark Riley will be here from 5 to 7 every day. Rachel Maddow will be here from 7 to 9 every day. And just remember... just remember, I want to tell you, this had nothing to do with ratings. It had nothing to do with the support for this show. You guys have been great. The ratings were going up. The reason that this show is going off the air is really the decision of one person with power. And that's it's a scary thing for both the world and for, just in general. It should never be deliberated like that, but that's the way this goes. And this is business. But I love you all, and I've had the best time of my life.
Me too.
Absolutely. The best experience I've ever had, and I've learned a lot and grown a lot thanks to everybody. Goodbye, Riley.
All right, man. We'll see you soon.
Okay, buddy.